Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们晚安。
It's so good to be in the house of the Lord.
能够在神的家里何等的美好。
I was mentioning this morning to the English group how hard it's been during these past years not to be together as a body of Christ.
我今天早上在英文部那边讲到，说到，这几年没有办法跟弟兄姐妹实体的在一起是多么的困难。
I think we're all thankful we could be back.
现在我们何等的感恩，我们可以聚在一起。
But of course, tonight we miss Pastor you, Sister Nancy you.
但是今天晚上我们很可惜，我们很。
I know they're doing well.
纪念我们的于弟兄和于师母。
I know they're just following protocol. They're doing well, following protocol, staying home and away from us.
我们知道他们都还好，但是就是因为要遵照 CDC 的指示，所以他们就留在家里。
I usually could look over right there.And I can tell from Brother Yu's face whether I'm doing okay or not.
通常我很习惯了，我就往那个角落看，因为于牧师就会坐在那里。
Now whose face do I have to look at to see how I'm doing? I don't know. There's nobody there. Not Brother Yu, at least.
但是今天于牧师不坐在那里。
But although physically, I think they're getting better and doing well. I know that they'd love to be here and be together with you. They were longing for these days as well as you and I have been longing to come together and.Now they're not able to.
我相信他们现在，他们健康状况越来越好，正在恢复中。我相信他们对这个聚会很期盼，就跟我们一样。
But we can pray for them.
但是我们可以为他们祷告。
And why don't we do that right now?
我们现在就为他们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for Pastor Yu and for Sister Nancy.
主啊，我们为我们的于牧师与师母感恩。
We thank you, Lord, for their faithful service and example that they have been to us for many years.
主啊，我们为他们在主面前忠心的服事，成为我们的榜样。这么多年，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, for keeping your hand upon them and giving them help during this time that they've been sick.
哦，主啊，我们感谢你，你的手在他们身上保护他们。虽然他们在病痛中，你保守他们。
And we pray, Lord, that tonight is their home and away from us, that the Holy Spirit will touch their hearts right where they are.
主啊，今天晚上他们在家中与我们聚集，我们求你的手与他们同在，触摸他们。
That you will lay your hand upon them, that you will encourage them, and that you'll equip them for the service that you have before them.
主啊，而且你我们求你按手在他们身上，你要安慰他们，并且为他们预备他们，为前面还有的服事来预备。
We again want to thank you, Lord, for your presence here among us and with us.
主啊，我们也特别感谢你，你的同在在我们当中。
Lord, let not one thing fail of what you have ordained at this time for this conference.
主啊，你所为我们预备的一切祝福，我们求一样都不落空。
Have your way in every one of our hearts and lives, and meet the hunger and the desire that we have for you.
主啊，让你在我们每一个人的心里都能够满足我们对你最深的渴慕和盼望。
In Jesus' name, we ask it.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, this is the unusual meeting that I say hello to all of you, and nice to see you, and goodbye to all of you. Nice having seen you.
这是一个很特别的聚会，因为我一开始我要说，很高兴见到大家，然后我要说，我要跟大家道别。
I am thankful that we have an opportunity to look into the Bible together from Acts chapter 16. If you have a Bible, turn with me there.
今天我们要来看的就是《使徒行传》第十六章。
I was mentioning this morning that I got the topic, the subject, transformation breakthrough.
那我就跟今天早上跟英文组的说，我得到了这个主题就是蜕变与突破。
Then I had to try to figure out what that was.
然后我就在想，这到底是什么意思
？Who's being transformed? Us, the church, individually. What's the breakthrough? What are we looking for?
那到底是谁需要蜕变？是我们个人吗？还是教会吗？那我们需要什么样的突破
？And there are a number of ways that my mind ran, and I kind of tried to interpret it through the Bible, but I settled on this chapter because in this chapter we find two transformed men that led to a breakthrough for the kingdom of God.
所以当我在那边祷告寻求到底要怎么讲的时候，我就来到《使徒行传》十六章，因为在这里我们看见有两个蜕变的生命，他们带下的突破。
Two men transformed by the Spirit of God and by the glory of God, which then led to a breakthrough in the whole city of Philippi.
有两个被圣灵被神的大能蜕变的人，他们带下了突破，为这个腓立比这个城市带下了整个突破。
Before we look specifically at this story, I think you'd all agree with me that our God is unusual.
在我们来看之前，我们必须要先同意，我们的神是一位不寻常的神。
Now that's an understatement, I know.
我知道这我们的神不止这样而已。
He is far above all principalities and powers.
因为他是在一切执政的掌权的之上。
But our God works in unusual ways.
但是神他做事的方式是非常不寻常的。
You can never really, when you read the Bible, Old or New Testament, you can't really figure out the ways of God. They're unusual.
从整本圣经你可以看到，神做事的法则是很难测度的，因为他做事总是不寻常。
His ways are higher than our ways.
因为他的作为，他的意念高过我们的意念。
His ways are unfathomable.
因为他的道路何其难寻。
Who hath known the mind of the Lord?
谁能测透主的心呢？
Even Jesus' earthly mother said to the group of men servants, whatever he says to you, just do it, because I have no idea what he might ask you to do.
就像耶稣的母亲，她对这些仆人就说，他们所吩咐你的你就做，我实在也不知道他到底今天会怎么做。
God is unusual, his ways are unusual, and his word to us is also unusual.
因为神是不寻常的神，他的做法是不寻常，他对我们的话说的话也是不寻常的。
I could spend a long time and we could look through many places in the Bible that just show us how unusual God is, Jesus was, and his word is still today.
我们可以从整本圣经里面花很多的时间来看，神是不寻常的神，耶稣他从前不寻常，今天仍然是做不寻常的事。
It doesn't fit a pattern.
因为他不是在一个模式的里面。
He'll work this way one time and another completely different way another time.
他可能这一次他是这么的做法，下一次他就完全不同的做法。
Just look at the plan of salvation, the easiest thing that we can possibly look at. Who would ever think that a God would send his son, who is God, down to this earth to die on a cross to save mankind?
就比方说最简单我们可以看的就是我们的救恩，谁会想到神会把他亲自把他的爱子，他也是神，拆到地上来成为为我们成为救赎。
That's true, that's really what happened.
但是这就是神所做的。
But it's not the usual way. If I were writing the script, I wouldn't have written it that way.
如果是我要来写这个剧本的话，我不会这么做的。
But God doesn't do things according to the script.
但是神不是照着剧本做事的。
His word is an antithesis to what we live and see in society today. It's backwards.
神的话对我们来说好像是一个开倒车一样，在我们现在这个时代，这个先进的社会里面。
And if we belong to a God who is that which I've just described, would it not follow that you and I should not live usual, normal lives?
如果我们神是这样子的，那我们跟随他的人，难道我们就期盼说我们的生命也只是一个很普通、很寻常的生命吗？
We shouldn't live according to the course of the world.
我们不应该照着世界的模式来生活。
We should live as men and women that have been called out of the world, living a new life, an abundant life in Christ.Which by definition lived according to the word of God will make you and I very unusual in this world.
我们其实是一般人，我们被神从世界分别出来，被呼召出来的，要跟随他。如果我们照着他的话来做的话，我们应该是不寻常的。
We're called to shine as lights in the midst of this world that we live in.
我们蒙召要在我们现今的世代里面发光。
And God wants to elevate us and lift us out of the, borrowing Brother Yu's term last night, the stagnation that we find ourselves in.
神要呼召我们，把我们从我们所谓的，就是昨天于牧师所说的停滞的情况里面，被呼召出来，提升出来。
We get stuck in a usual pattern of Christian existence.
因为我们好像就停在被停滞在我们所谓的基督徒的这个模式里面。
We go to church, we carry a Bible, we call ourselves Christian, we sing Joy to the World at Christmas time.
我们就到教会里来，我们带了我们的圣经，在 圣诞节的时候我们就唱诗歌。
And that's just what's expected of us. That's what we usually do. That's usual.
这就是对我们的期盼，这就是所谓的。
We live decent lives.
的寻常的生活。
We're not corrupt or rotten to the core as some people are.
我们也都是好人，我们不像有些作恶的人一样。
What really distinguishes us from our neighbors who are Muslim or the Hindu down the block or the other one who doesn't believe in God at all?
那到底是什么与我们左右的邻舍不同呢？旁边可能有伊斯兰教的或是印度教的朋友。
God wants to make a difference in my life to the degree that it will make a difference.In the world in which I live.
神希望我们成为不同，使我们对这个我们周围的世界有所改变。
He wants to transform me.
他希望能够使我蜕变。
He wants to so fill me with his glory and with his spirit that I shine as he shone.
他希望把他的荣耀和他的同在充满我，使我可以因此而为他发光。
That as he was, so are we in this world.
就像他如何，如今我们也可以如何。
I don't know, I'm a little tired of just being a Christian.
我说实在的，我对只是做一个好的基督徒，我感觉到有
点厌倦。I'm tired of just going through the motions and singing the right songs and reading the right book.
我对我们所期盼的，我们就是要读一些好对的书，唱一些对的诗歌。我对这样子的期盼是很厌倦的。
I have a desire that my life be transformed more and more into the image of Jesus, so that I can actually do what it was that He called me to do.
我何等的盼望，我心里有一个极大的渴慕，我要生命可以被改变，所以我可以成就，我可以去做他呼召我做的事。
There were 12 men in the New Testament. It says of them that they turned the world.Upside down.
在圣经里，我们看见十二个使徒，他们把整个世界都翻转过来。
What have God's people? What am I been doing as far as turning this world upside down? What impact have I made? What breakthroughs have there been because of my transformed life?
那到底这个世界有没有？到底有多少因着我而被改变？这个因着我的生命被改变而有影响力呢？
In Acts chapter 16, we read a story of two men who broke the mold, who did it unusually.
我们在使徒行传第十六章，我们就看见这有两个人，他们活出了不寻常的生命。
Beginning with the 19th verse, it's the story of Paul and Silas in prison. It says, "Once when we were going to this place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she had predicted the future."
从第十九节verse 19, 第十九节开始，这个使女呢，因为他们在腓立比，他们碰到这个使女的
verse 16。
从第十六节开始，后来我们往那祷告的地方去，有一个使女迎着面来，她被巫鬼所附，用法术叫她主人们大得力财力。
This was a very usual thing. I mean, the going to the place of prayer at the right time was what Paul and Silas were expected to do.
在这里，保罗跟希拉他们往那个祷告的地方去。那这件事情呢，是他们通常都会做的事。
If you remember back in the fourth chapter of Acts, when Peter and John were going to the place of prayer, the usual thing to do, they met a man that hadn't walked and was begging for money.
就我们就想到在使徒行传第四章，在这里彼得和约翰他们也在祷告的时候去了圣殿祷告，在旁边。有一个乞丐。
Now there in John 4, I'm sorry, in Acts chapter 4, the usual thing would be, okay, you need money, I'm a good Christian, I'll give you $2.
所以通常呢，如果他们做基督徒应该做的事的话，就说哦，你需要钱，那我就给你两块钱。
That would have been expected, especially if you're a good Christian, maybe I'll give you $2.50.
所以这就是一般人对基督徒的盼望，如果你是好基督徒，或许给两块半吧。
But Peter and John didn't do that.
但是彼得跟约翰他们并没有
做。They didn't do the usual good thing to do.
他们并没有做通常所谓的好的事。
They looked at that man and they said, "I don't have silver and gold, but what I have, I'm going to give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Get up and walk."
但是他们却对这个乞丐说：“金和银我都没有，但是我有把我所有的给你，奉主拿撒勒人耶稣的名，我叫你起来行走。
”He jumped up to his feet. He started to run around the temple, leaping and praising God.
然后他就站起来，走着跳着，在圣殿里赞美神。
That's unusual. That is unusual.
这是不寻常的事。
But that unusualness led to a breakthrough in that community among people. People got saved because of it.
但是这一件不寻常的事情就在他们的这个社区里面造成一个极大的突破。
If Peter dug deep in his pocket and said, "Here, $2, go help yourself, get a cup of coffee," nobody would have gotten saved. Nothing would have taken place. It would have been just business as usual.
但是如果彼得他只是从他的口袋里拿出$2给他，让他去买一杯咖啡，这整件事情就不会有任何不寻常的事发生。
So here in this chapter, Paul and Silas run into this woman that was possessed by the devil.
然后在这里呢，16章我们就看见保罗跟希拉他们碰到了一个被鬼附的
使女。Now what are we going to do?
What
would you do? What do we usually do? Walk the other way. Get rid of her. Don't want anything to do. Get with it. Leave me alone.
如果是我们，我们通常会怎么反应呢？我们可能就赶快离开，从别的地方走开，不要跟她接近。
Especially, she's screaming out, "These men are the servants of the Most High. We are who are telling you the way to be saved." She keeps this up for many days.
尤其是他在后面喊着说：“这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。”他一连多日都是这么的喊叫。
Finally, Paul troubled. He was became so troubled that he turned around and he said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." And at that moment, the spirit left her.
保罗就心中厌烦，转身对那鬼说：“我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来。”那鬼当时就出来了。
See, that's unusual. Wow, that's something amazing.
这是不是很奇妙、很不寻常的做法？
But Jesus, did he not say, "I'm going to go to heaven"?
但是耶稣他岂不有说，我如今要升天了？
And I'm going to send my Spirit here to be with my people.
但是我会把我的圣灵给我的百姓。
And greater works than these you're going to do because I'm going to my Father.
因着我要去我父那里，你们要做比我更大的事。
I don't want business as usual.
我不希望每天就照常这个样子。
We live in desperate days where God, by His Spirit, needs to raise up a standard against the onslaught of the enemy.
今天我们现在的时代，这个世界是一个不寻常的时候，神需要借着他的圣灵，能够兴起一般的人，能够对抗这个世界。
So when the owners of this slave girl see that they can't get any more money from her because she can't prophesy as she had once done, they seize Paul and Silas and they drag them into the prison from the marketplace to face the authorities.
使女的主人们见得力的指望没有了，便揪住保罗和希拉，把他们拉到市上去见首领。
They say that these men who are Jews are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or to practice.
又带到官长面前说，这些人原是犹太人，竟骚扰我们的城，传我们罗马人所不可受不可行的规矩。
So the crowd joins in. They're attacking Paul and Silas. The magistrates order them to be stripped and to be beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into the prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully.
众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐他们包了他们的衣服，用棍打，打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，嘱咐禁足严谨看守。
I don't know how many of you have ever been in jail.
我不知道你们中间到底有多少人曾经去过监狱。
Anybody here been in jail? No.
OK, 不需要举手了，不需要举手了。
The people sitting next to you just grab their pocketbooks and they're moving a seat away.
如果你举手的话，旁边的人可能赶快把包包拿走。
I've been in jail a number of times.
我去过好几次，去过监狱好几次。
Don't be afraid.
不要担心。
And only visiting people.
因为我是那边去探望朋友。
But it's not a fun place to go.
但是那不是一个好玩的地方。
We have a place in the city called Rikers Island. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Rikers Island. It's a literal island that houses...all kinds of criminals.
我们去的地方，它是在纽约附近的一个岛，上面有许多的监狱。
if you go to Rikers Island, you got to get onto the island. They take you over on a bus. They search you, make sure you're not bringing anything you shouldn't, and you get on this bus, and they take you over the bridge onto Rikers Island.
要去的话，你必须先上一个巴士，在巴士上巴士之前，他们要搜你的身，然后带你过了那个桥到岛上的监狱。
And once you get on the island, you're stuck there.
你一旦上了岛上，你就不能离，你就
They bring you to it looks like a bus depot. There are 20 buses all lined up going to different parts of the island.
然后在那边呢，大概至少有20辆的巴士。到这个岛上各个地方去。
So you look for who it is that you want to find. You tell them who you are and who you want to see, and they get you on the right bus.
然后你告诉他你今天来探访的你的朋友的名字，他们就为你看了一下，然后让你去那个对的巴士。
It's not a nice feeling.
不是一个很好的感
觉。I'm on a bus with a bunch of other guys that look like they were either just on their way out of jail or about ready to go back in jail, and me.
然后你在在巴士上的时候，你就感觉其他的人好像再不呢，他们就刚刚从监狱出来；再不呢，他们现在就要去监狱。然后还有我。
So I was on the bus and we were driving over to where it housed these inmates, and all of a sudden, the police stopped the bus.
然后当我们快到监狱的时候，突然警察就会把巴士拦下来。
On Rikers Island, was it the police? What are they stopping the bus for?
我就在想，他们为什么要把
Everybody off the bus.
他说：“每一个人下车。”
I got off the bus.
然后我就下车了。
They got a bunch of dogs.
他们就带了很多的狗来在那边闻。
Oh no! Oh no again! Oh no! That, what happens if somebody slips something in my pocket? What happens if they? I'm going to wind up here and never get back home to see my wife and family.
然后我当时就很紧张，万一有一个人偷偷的把一瓶把一些的粉放在毒粉放在我里面的话，我就会被。关在这里，我就没办法回家见我的家人了。
Well, I passed the sniff test.
但是呢，每一次呢，我都通过了这个考验。
We all did. Got back on the bus, went over to the Rikers, and went inside. Doors open, you walk in. Doors behind you.
然后我们上了巴士以后，我们继续进了监狱。这个门打开，巴士进去以后，门就关上了。
I hadn't even done anything wrong, and I felt a little bit.Fear and trepidation about being stuck on Rikers Island the rest of my life.
我其实还没有做什么坏事，但是我就有一种感觉，好像我这一辈子都会待在这里的感觉。
I went and saw the person that I was going there to see and talk to him, and he was telling me about how he had just gone to class that morning to learn how to work on small motors, and he was going to go to the gym later on in the day, and he was going to play softball on the softball team on Rikers Island.
然后我就看到我的朋友，他就跟我讲，早上他上了一堂课，然后呢，他在学习怎么样修理这个引擎，然后下午呢，他们还会打球。
I began to rethink.
我就有开始有不一样的想法。
It's not so bad to be here.
或许待在这里还没有那么不好。
I like to play softball.
因为我也很喜欢打。
I don't know much about small motors.I could learn about small motors. That would help me.
我也可以学习怎么样修理这些引擎。
Well, of course, I didn't stay there, nor did I want to. But I don't think that's the kind of jail Paul and Silas were in.
但是我想，保罗跟希拉他们所关的监狱不是那一种监狱。
There was someone I just saw over the summer who had just recently traveled through that region of the world, and they were taken to where they think Paul was incarcerated in jail.
最近我有一个朋友，他们就去探访了保罗跟希拉当时可能被关的监狱。
I said, how was it? What did it look like? Like a hole in the ground.
我就问他说，到底那个地方是什么样子
？Dark, damp cells, a lot of stuff crawling around at the bottom.
他说，不过就是在地上的一个洞吧，那上面有很多的虫，很湿、很黑暗的地方。
Maybe painting a vivid picture, maybe too vivid of what Paul and Silas were going through, but put yourself there.
但是我们现在就来想象一下，设身处地的想象一下。
What had they done wrong? What had they done wrong?
他们到底做错了什么事
？Nothing.
什么都没有。
They just were living for Jesus.
他们不过就是为主耶稣而活而已。
They were just doing the unusual things that he called them to do.
他们不过就是做神呼召他们应该做的事情。
And in doing what he wanted them to do, they now find themselves in the predicament that they're in, severely, severely flogged.
他们不过就是做神呼召他们去做的这件很寻常的事，结果他们呢，就现在在这一个可怜的光景里面被击打、被棍打。
That's not severely flogged.
这个不是一个棍打的情况。
On the back.
但是因为他是用棍子的。
Again.And again, severely flogged.
很严严的被棍打。
Bloody back, midnight, and then they're put in the inner prison in stocks.
他们被鞭打，可能被棍打，可能全身都是血，然后上了木狗。
Yeah, I've been in stocks too.
You have? Yeah. 我也被上过。
I'll tell you about it sometime.
我也被上木狗过。
On vacation once, I was at an old village in Massachusetts, and they had where prisoners were put in stocks, and you could try it out if you wanted to.
有一次我在度假的时候，我去麻省的地方，那是一个以前的监狱，那他们就说你可以试试看上木狗的感觉。
I think my dad thought that would be a good idea to put me in there for a little while, and so there I was, and it hurts. It's not nice to be in stocks.
所以我父亲就让我去试试看，那个感觉非常的不好，被上了木狗的感觉不好。
That in and of itself would have caused my usual behavior.To indicate a lot of murmuring, grumbling, and complaining.
光上木狗这件事情就会引起我一般很寻常的反应，就是我会开始抱怨。
But that's me. Let me ask you about you. Supposing you were severely flogged.
这是我的反应。那我现在要问问你，如果你被棍打了。
You were thrown into an inner prison in a dank, dark, not lit, beautiful, creepy, crawly cell.
然后你被下在这个潮湿阴暗，而且地上都是爬满了各样的虫的这种监狱。
You were tethered to these stocks. Your arms, your legs, and so. What would you be doing?
然后你的手和你的脚都上了木狗，你会怎么做呢？你现在会做什么
？Well, I'm not asking for an answer. What would the usual people put in that situation be doing?
那通常当人在这样子的情况下，他们会怎么做？
I think the usual thing would be to grumble.
可能我们正常的反应就会开始抱怨
scream.
可能开始喊
Why God did you let this happen to me?
神啊，你为什么让这件事情发生在我身上
I'm doing my best to live for you, break my back out there, and you let this happen. Why God?
我不是为你而活吗？我这整个都是在为你而活。你现在让这样子的事发生在我身上。
Hey, you wouldn't do that, I know. Maybe I would, but not you.
我知道我会这么做，可能你不会。
There would be people that might do a lot worse. There's probably a lot of cursing in jail.
可能我相信很多的人就是在监狱里面，他们就发咒。
Cursing God, cursing the jailers, cursing everything around them, complaining, grumbling. I don't like it here. Why do I got to be here? Kind of like what you hear every single day.
可能他们在那里会咒诅神，他们咒诅这个环境，他们可能在那里抱怨，其实就是我们每天常常听见的话。
You know that politician did now. You know what she's doing now. You know what he's doing now. You know they're doing what we need. We need that. We need this one. We need that one. We need that. We need. What do we need?
像这个政客我不喜欢，那个政客我很讨厌，这个。
Yes, this. Do all things without murmuring and I ripped that one out with Thomas Jefferson. He ripped a lot of pages out of his Bible, you know. The ones he didn't like, he cut out.
我有次听说 Thomas Jefferson, 他在读圣经的时候，那些不喜欢的字句，他就把它用小刀割下来。
You know, one of the reasons why the children of Israel never got into the promised land is because they murmured, grumbled, and complained.
你知道神的百姓为什么他们？那批出埃及的百姓，他们没办法进迦南吗？就是因为他们抱怨。
God doesn't care about that. Everybody does it.
他说神并不会在意我们，他不在乎我们。
Even 90% of the Christian, even some people I know back home in New York.
我知道，甚至于就是在纽约的基督徒，他们也是这样。
See, that's usual.
这是。很普通的，很寻常的。
We so readily fall into the usual.
但是我们就是这么的轻易的，我们就落入这个很寻常的这个模式。
You ever heard this one? Everybody's doing it.
你听过这个话吗？每一个人都这样子啊。
Or maybe the other one. Nobody does that.
或是另一种说法，没有人这样子做的啊。
Yeah, but God wants you to do it. Nobody does that.
但是神要你这么做，你却说没有人这样子做的。
God doesn't want you to, but everybody's doing it.
或是神说不可以，但说他说每一个人都这样子做的。
So we do what everybody does, what everybody usually does, and we think that everything's fine because we live usual Christian lives.
所以我们其实是跟着每一个人在做的方式，所以我们就是跟随的这个所谓的寻常的基督徒做的模式。
Let me tell the end of the story in case you're going to go to sleep on me. Let me tell the end of the story before we get there. If Paul and Silas did the usual, there would be no church in Philippi, and you would never have read the book of Philippians.
如果保罗和希拉他们的反应是照着寻常基督徒的反应的话，在腓立比就不可能有建立教会，也不可能现在有一本腓立比书在圣经里面。
So these two men, it says, they're in that situation, the bad situation they find themselves in. Nobody here tonight is in jail. Nobody here has been flogged. Nobody here is in stocks. But some of us find ourselves in bad situations.
但是在这样子的情况下，那今天我们现在没有一个人在监狱，没有一个人被棍打，没有一个人上了木狗，但是很可能我们中间有许多的人在难处中。
But you're not complaining about it, I hope.
但是我希望你并不是在那里抱怨。
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And we come to church, and we can even sing it in a round, where you start and you come in later on, and then you carry it. We go through it 9 times before we decide. Okay, enough already.
我们可能来到神的家里面，我们就唱哦，我们要在神里面常常喜乐，常常喜乐。我们可能很还会分步的唱，大家一起轮着唱。我们要在主里喜乐。
That verse is found in the book of Philippians.
但是你知道吗？要常常喜乐这句话是在腓立比书里面。
Where Paul and Silas were sitting in a jail cell.
在腓立比的时候，保罗和希拉。
It wasn't when they were sitting on.
在监狱里面。
They weren't in Hawaii.
他们并不是在夏威夷度假。
They weren't even in California.
甚至于也不是在加州。
They were stuck where they were in that bad situation. But all of a sudden at midnight, I don't know who struck up the band, but one of them said to the other, "Why don't we praise the Lord?"
但是他们在这样子的情况下，在监狱里面，在半夜的时候，我不知道是谁先开始的。他们说，我们为什么不来赞美神呢
？Why don't we sing?
为什么不来歌唱呢？
I'm glad the other one didn't say, you can sing. I'm not singing. How can you sing now? I'm not crazy. Crazy people sing in a situation. I'm not crazy.
但是我很感谢主，那个另外一个人呢，他并不会说，你要唱你唱，我才不唱呢。只有神经病，只有发疯的人在这样子的情况下还会唱歌赞美神。
How unusual is this?
那因为这样子的反应是多么的不寻常。
Hallelujah.
他们就开始唱 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.Hallelujah, ba ba bum, and then Silas picks up a Hallelujah, and they're back and forth going to Hallelujah chorus.
然后他们就是保罗开始唱，希拉跟着，然后他们就一起唱这个 Hallelujah.
Unusual,
非常的不寻常的反应
Crazy,
他们有点疯狂
You'd never catch me doing that.
你不会看到我这么疯狂的。
I'm not going to sing when I'm in a thing like that. I'm not crazy.
我如果在那个情况下，我不可能这样唱歌的。我不是像他们那么发疯了。
I'll just grumble like everybody else.
我就是跟别人一样的在那边抱怨埋怨。
I'll complain about it. He spoke too long. She spoke too long. He did that. He didn't do that. Right? Did. Oh, stop it already.
所以我可能就在这边抱怨。他说了太久。他说就是一大堆的抱怨。但是我们停下来。
In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning everybody else but me. No, concerning you.
那在这里他说啊，这是我们要凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向我们所向我们的旨意。但是除了我以外，可能是对你的旨意，不是对我。
So here's what it says. It gets back to the text. At about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners.We're listening to them.
约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
That's a really important phrase.
这是一节非常重要的经文。
And the other prisoners were listening to them.
众囚犯也侧耳而听。
Listening to them do what?
听什么？
Sing.
他们的歌声。
Could you hear the discussions? It doesn't say it in the Bible, but you can pretty much understand what it was they were thinking when they were listening.
你可以想象他们听的时候心里怎么想吗？
Maybe they started to sing. Do you hear what I hear?
或许他们也开始唱，跟着唱。
What is that coming out of cell 1921?
那 在那个那个监狱房里面
，Praise the Lord，
声音是什么声音？
Praise the Lord.Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you know. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he hath done. They're singing.
他们在唱歌。
I've been in this cell for 9 years. I never heard any inmate come in here and sing.
我在这里监狱已经关了九年，我没有听过任何囚犯在这里唱歌。
I've heard them do a lot of things, but I've never heard them praising the Lord and singing hymns.
我在这里听到许多的各样各样的言语，但是没有听过人在这里赞美神。
And they're listening.
他们开始在侧耳听。
Wonder if anybody listens to you.
那有没有人现在也在听你说什么？
Now, you don't know that they're listening. And Paul and Silas didn't sing because they wanted the inmates to have a happy night.
那但是你可能不知道，不知道人家在听。就像保罗跟希拉，他不知道别人在听他们。
But maybe your neighbor is listening.
或许你的邻居正在听你。
Oh, no, I don't want them to listen to me.
你说我不要他听我，我不要他听。
They're listening.
但是他们在侧耳听。
And maybe from you and from your house or from where you work in that little cubicle in your office or wherever it might be, they hear.
或许是你的家人，或许是你的同事，他们听得见你在说什么。
They see. They notice. But what is it that they see and hear?
他们看得见，他们听得见。那他们看见、听见的是什么？
The usual?
是一些很寻常的事吗?
What everybody else in jail does and what everybody else around us does.
就像每一个在监狱里的囚犯所做的或是每一个人在我们周围所做的事吗?
I think these inmates were enamored. Maybe hardened criminals. I don't know what they had done wrong to deserve being in the jail cell. But they were listening to Paul and Silas and all of a sudden,
那不管他们这些囚犯到底是犯了什么罪被关起来，现在他们都侧耳而听，然后突然
all of a sudden an earthquake.
突然地大震动。
Were they singing that bad?
到底难道他们唱的那么难听吗？
Or were they singing that good?
还是他们唱的太好听了？
Or maybe it had nothing to do with the quality of their voice. Maybe it had more to do with the depth of the transformation.That had taken place on the inside of Paul and Silas that enabled them to sing in such a situation.
或许地大震动不是因为他们声色、他们的歌声，而是在他里面这个蜕变、被改变的生命、这个生的生命造成的这个影响。
We're about to get to a breakthrough, but maybe before the breakthrough, we need the transformation that transformed Paul and Silas.
我们可能很需要一个突破，但是在突破之前，我们可能更需要的就是保罗跟希拉身上的这个蜕变，这个改变。
I don't think anybody normal could sing and praise the Lord at midnight in a jail cell.
我相信任何一个普通人，他们没有办法在这样子的环境里面，在监狱里面歌唱赞美神。
Now the opposite of that is not abnormal. Well, I guess it is, but it might be.Better defined as supernatural.
但是，这个不寻常，或许我们不应该说是不正常，而是超自然。
We live extraordinary lives.
因为我们过的是不寻常的生活。
We live unusual.
我们不同的、不平凡的生命。
Our God and Jesus, they were unusual. And the book that tells us how to live tells us how to live an unusual life.
因为我们的主耶稣他是不寻常的，而且圣经告诉我们说要生活的方式也是一个 不平凡的方式。
Energized, motivated, activated by the spirit of the living God that dwells in us.
因为我们 因为我们里面有圣灵，所以我们可以活出这样子的生命。
And they sang, almost literally sang their way out of jail.
他们基本上就是唱着出了这个监狱的。
The fetters fell off. The doors of the cells opened up.
他们的锁链被脱开，他们监狱的门也打开了。
That wasn't a natural, normal phenomenon. That was God.
这不是一个自然的现象，这是神的作为。
God in response to two people doing the unusual in a jail cell at midnight after having been severely flogged and put in stocks.
这是神对这有两个人他们被打了以后在监狱里的做的事情的一个反应。
See, I don't want to, personally, I don't want to live a normal, usual, church, Christian, brought up this way, religious kind of a life.
我个人，我不想照，就是照着我所从小长大的，所教的，我做一个好的基督徒的这样子过一个生活的这个模式。
I want to be transformed.
我希望被改变。
I want Jesus to come to me.
我希望耶稣能够来到我里面。
I want him to live in me.
我希望耶稣在我里面活出来。
And I want him to live out his life through me.
我希望他能够从我的身上活出来。
And I want him to be glorified.
我希望他能够得荣耀。
And the Apostle Paul later said, I don't care how it happens, by life or by death.I just want him to be glorified. I want to be so transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.
就像保罗说的，我不管或生或死，我叫基督在我身上照常显大。我希望这个被改变的生命能够让主能够活出来。
So this unusual singing leads to an unusual earthquake, and all the chains fall off, and the prison guard takes out his sword because...If the prisoners escaped, his life would be on the line.
在这里就是有两个人，他们因为有不寻常的反应，他们在那里唱歌，结果监狱门打开，地大震动，所有的锁链都松开，然后这个狱卒呢，他们就拿起拔起刀来要自杀，因为如果这些囚犯走了的话，他们的命也不保了。
And he would have killed himself.
所以呢，他其实是要拔刀自杀的。
Had it not been for the Apostle Paul screaming and yelling when he drew his sword and was about ready to plunge it in, Paul said, don't do it. We are, notice the words, unusual, but it says, we are all here.
所以当狱卒看见这个情形的时候，他们拔刀要自杀，就在他们想要自杀的时候，保罗大声地说，你不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。这句话也非常的不平凡。
All here doesn't mean just Paul and Silas.
在这里保罗说我们都在这里，不单只是指我跟希拉而已。
There were other prisoners in that cell, in that jail.
因为在这个监狱里面还有其他的囚犯啊。
You know, if I was in Rikers Island and those doors that opened up and then they closed by, imagine if they got stuck open. The doors to the jail that I was in, they open up and I could hear the prison, the warden saying,Uh-oh, we got a problem here. These doors don't shut anymore.
那个，我可以想象在纽约的监狱，如果这个门这样子打开的话，我们可能会说，哎，这个门可能是关不上了，关不紧了。
You know what had happened in that jail?
如果这个情形发生的话，你知道在那里会发生什么事吗？
There would have been a few hundred guys heading for the door.
大概有几百个人就会往那个门那边跑。
And in this jail cell,When the shackles fell off and the doors opened up, I mean, run!
但是在这个情况下，在这个监狱里面，当监狱的门大开，而且锁链都脱落的时候，难道不应该赶快跑吗？
If you're not Paul and you're not Silas, but you're in cell number whatever it might be, and your door is open, get out! Nobody's watching. No, go, run!
如果你是在那里的囚犯，你看见这个门都开了，你难道不会赶快跑吗？逃命啊！
Feet, don't fail me now. Yeah, whatever. Go. But they didn't.
但是他们并没有跑。
They didn't run.
他们没有跑。
That's unusual.
这也是一个不寻常的事，不是吗？
But maybe you need to ask the next question as to why didn't they run?
那可能下一个问题我们该问的是为什么他们不逃命呢
Oh, we just want to stick around here in case Paul and Silas take requests. We want to hear more duets.
难道他们就想说我们就在这里或许保罗和希拉他会让我们点歌我们可以再点几首歌他们唱给我们听
I don't think that's what was going on.
我不觉得这是这个情形他们不跑。
What held them in that place? What made them stay?
那到底发生了什么事让这些囚犯都留在那里
Maybe they saw and experienced something so unusual.
或许他们在那里看见了还经历了一件非常不寻常的事
That even criminals, sinners, bad men
而他们其实是囚犯是坏人
were held, just held there.
但是他们就停在那里。
We want to know more about these two men that can sing and bring about earthquakes.
他们心里在想，这样子的人，这样子的两个人，在这样子情形下唱歌，我想要多认识他们。
We sense something in this jail cell that we've never felt before.
我们现在在这个监狱里面，我们感受到一个气氛，一个氛围，是我们从来没有感受到的。
It almost feels like God is here.
好像是神在这里了。
I don't even believe in God, but
我其实不信神的。
I don't know what this is. Why didn't we run? Why do we want to stay? Do we want to hear more from these men? Do we want what is going on?
我其实是不信神的，但是在这里有一个氛围，我也不知道为什么我不跑。难道我想听这些两个人讲话吗？我不知道为什么。
Highly unusual.
这非常的不寻常。
But they're all held by the presence of God in that jail cell.
但是他们因着神的同在，都停留在他们自己的监狱里。
The warden that was assigned to Paul and Silas after hearing, "We're all here. Don't do this." That warden says, "Guys, what must I do to be saved?"
然后那个禁足呢，他们就进来，战战兢兢地说，那二位先生，我当怎么行？才能够得救呢
This is a most unusual way to win souls into the kingdom. We thought that they had to hear the preacher.
在这里我们看见的是最不寻常的带人信主的方式。
We thought people only come to know Jesus if we give them a gospel message or give them a tract to read or tell them a story or whatever it is.
我们通常就想要领人信主的话，我们必须要发福音单张给他们，邀请他们来听讲道。
People today want to see Jesus and know that he's real.
今天人要看见耶稣，要知道耶稣是真的。
The sermon may not do it. The sermon may not be what they need to hear.
他们所需要的或许不是来听一篇讲道。
Maybe they need to hear your song.
他们可能需要听的是你的歌
声。Maybe they need to see the light shining from you.
可能是需要听你的歌声，看见你所发的光。
Maybe you need to bring the aroma and fragrance of Jesus wherever it is that you go.
你可能需要带着认因耶稣、认识基督而有的香气，随到随传。
Just maybe as you let your light so shine before men, just maybe they'll see your good works, and maybe in seeing your good works, they'll then glorify your Father who is in heaven.
或许。你让你的光显在人前，他们会因见看见你的好行为而把荣耀归给你的天父。
Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said, if somebody wants to ask you to go a mile, go two.
就像主耶稣在登山宝训那里说，如果有人要求你走一里路，陪他走两里路。
He needs your coat, give him your tunic, your cloak also.
如果他向你要礼衣，你把外衣也给他。
See, the usual is the first mile. We'd all do that because, hey, that's what I do. So does everybody else. But that's what I do. I go the mile with them.
一般的寻常的做法是有人叫你陪他走一里路，你就走一里路。这是我们寻常的做法。
Maybe it's the second mile that wins them to Jesus Christ.
但是或许或许这是第二里路，就是这个不寻常的事情，而使他们能够来认识耶稣。
This gets crazy. It gets crazy. But this unusual God who sent his son to live an unusual life wrote us an unusual book. And you know what? This is crazy. But listen, if they smack you on one cheek. Oh, don't do that. If they smack you on one cheek, smack them back. Oh, no, no, that's not what it says. Oh, is that what it says? Turn the other cheek also. That's unusual. Nobody does that.
但现在我们要听我们这位神他在圣经里说的当有人要打你的右脸的时候难道你就马上打回去吗不是而是他说你把你的左脸也给他打是这样子吗这听起来有点疯狂
But just maybe Just maybe that unusual act
或许那样不寻常的做法
Will help people come to Jesus
能够帮助人来到耶稣面前。
See, I'm not advocating that we do strange, outlandish things just to attract attention to ourselves and call ourselves unusual. The unusualness that I'm stressing tonight is just live the book.
我在这里希望大家不要误会，我不是在这里鼓励大家去做一些很奇怪的事情，让大家都来，都来注意我们这个人。我说的，我们的。不寻常其实就是把圣经把神的话活出来
And if this book is so able to transform our lives we will become lights unusual lights in the midst of a dark dark world
如果我们能够把圣经的话活出来能够改变我们的生命的话这或许我们就可以这里我们就可以因此而发光来改变这个黑暗的时代
So Paul answers the man's question What must I do to be saved with Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved
而保罗就回答他们说当信主耶稣你和你一家都必得救
In that night that Philippian jailer took Paul and Silas to his house and he cleaned up the wounds that were in the back from being severely floggedAnd they heard more about Jesus Christ because they were in a place that they were able to listen and accept the word from Paul and Silas because, I'll be finished in a minute, because they had seen in Paul and Silas an unusual life.
然后呢，禁主就把他们带到家里去洗他的伤，洗他们的伤口，而且呢，就开始听他们讲道，因为这个时候他们已经心和耳朵都准备好了要听，因为他们看见他们身上有一个不寻常的生命。
And that night, that jailer and his wife and his family were baptized.
就在当夜，禁足和他们的家人都信了主，而且受洗。
It's crazy.
很疯狂，不是吗？
But that night, a church was started in Philippi.
当夜，在腓立比，一个教会就诞生了。
And it all started because two guys.were singing when they should have been cursing.
这一切都源于这两个人，当他们应该在那里咒骂，应该在那里抱怨的时候，他们唱诗赞美神。
And the only reason why these two men could do what they were doing is because they had been transformed.
那为什么他们可以这样子做呢？因为他们有一个蜕变的生命，被改变的生命。
And the transformation led to a breakthrough right out of jail, a breakthrough in the life of the Philippian jailer and his family, and a breakthrough in the whole city of Philippi.
因着他们的被改变，他们的蜕变，带来了这个腓立比的一个突破。
I don't know what the church consisted of in Philippi, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were a lot of ex-cons that were in that church.
我不知道在这个腓立比的教会有一些什么样的信徒，但是我想很可能有一些都是原来在监狱里的囚犯。
I could see the congregation coming in, kind of rough-looking guys.
所以你可以想象这样子的教会。可能有一点
What I got to do to get saved?
那里的人可能是有一点粗犷。
I don't know what these guys. I don't know what it was like, but I wouldn't be surprised.
但是我想我不会惊讶，如果我们后来发现，那里的弟兄姐妹很多是从监狱出来的。
You can go to the Christian bookstore, or go online and look up how to start a church and how to build a work and how to. You'll never find get arrested, thrown in jail, get beat up, and start singing.
如果我们到基督徒的书房，我们想找到如何开始成立一个新的教会，如何建堂，我们可能不会发现有这样子的一个方法，就是呢，你就被关到监狱里面被打了，然后在那边唱歌赞美神。
What you need to do is you need to get a committee.
我们可能的做法呢，我们成立了一个委员会，或是两个委员会。
And then you need to get a committee to watch over the committee.
我们可能要成立一个小的委员会来 来看着这个大的委员会。
And then the committee's got to fight between themselves to which one really rules the roost.
然后我们 可能在委员会里面，这些委员呢，他们又彼此有争议。
No, we need to be transformed.
不，我们需要被改变。
We need to stop doing church as usual.
我们必须在教会里，也不要再做所谓的一般的。
Go into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. We need to be so compelling in our lives that people would be drawn to Jesus Christ through us.
我们必须被神的爱所激励到一个程度，人被我们的心，被我们的生命来吸引到耶稣面前。
And it doesn't happen because of your ability.
它不在于你的能力。
Your charisma.
甚至于你的才能
whatever it might be. Now, God's not looking for the most disabled and people with no ability, but He'll use whatever it is that you give Him.
但神可以用你，不管是什么，你可以奉献给他的，神就可以用。
He'll use the little that you are.
你会觉得我不过就是一个小人物，神也可以用你。
He'll take a bunch of fishermen and a tax collector and throw in a couple other losers.
耶稣就是拣选了一些渔夫，还有加上一个税吏，还有其他这些小人物。
Not many mighty, not many noble after the flesh, not many influential, not many big people, but God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound this world.
神并没有拣选那些有能力的、有才干的这些尊贵的，神就拣选那些愚昧的、世上看为小的。
Do I need to try to convince anybody here that this world needs our unusual God to show Himself to us in this generation?
我还要再说更多的吗？你才可以接受我们的神需要得着我们在这个世代里面为他做不一样的事。
At the close of the worship this evening, we were enjoined upon to say, "Jesus, come, Jesus, come." Come to us.
在我们结束的时候，我们要来唱这首诗歌，就是耶稣，你来，你来，我们需要你。
And I don't think there's any other salvation that can come to this earth and to save this humanity that we live among, excepting Jesus. Come, Jesus, come.
除非耶稣来，不然的话，我们没有任何其他的方法能够拯救这个世界。
This morning in the meeting, somebody prayed, but Lord, we want to.Be that altar. We want to put ourselves on that altar of sacrifice that you can come and have a place where you can fall upon and descend upon. Lord, come to us. Come to us and transform us by your power.
所以就像今天早上我们在祷告的一样，主啊，我们愿意把自己放在祭坛上，主啊，所以你当你降下火来的时候，是可以降在有东西在祭坛上。主啊，你来到我们身上。
The fire of the Holy Ghost burn once again in my heart.
让圣灵的火再一次的焚烧在我的心里。
Get rid of the stagnation in the church as usual.
除掉一切的停滞，还有我们就是做所谓教会寻常做的事。
Lord, so shake us, me, begin with me, Lord.Stir my heart.
主啊，从我开始，你在我心里点上这个火，你来震动，你来震动我。
And Lord, help me to seek you and to have you in my life as I ought.
主啊，让我能够来寻求你。
So that I can live unusually.
所以我可以活出一个不一样的生活。
So that you can be glorified.
所以你可以得着荣耀。
Come, Holy Spirit, I need you.
圣灵，你来，我需要你。
You know, those disciples before Pentecost, they would live such usual lives.
在五旬节之前，他们这些使徒过的生活是一个很寻常的生活。
They were good men.
他们都是好人。
They loved Jesus.
也爱耶稣。
They gave up everything to follow him.
他们奉献了一切来跟随耶稣。
They listened to him. They heard him. They did what he told them to do.
他也听耶稣的，做耶稣一切吩咐他们做的事。
But you know how they were. They were arguing all the way to right before Jesus went to the cross. Who's going to be the greatest? Who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom? Where can we sit? One on my right hand. One. They were just so usual.
但是呢，他们不过就是非常普通的人。一直到耶稣上十字架之前，他们都不断的在争执，不断的在争吵。我们中间谁到底伟大？你是坐耶稣左边还是坐耶稣右边？他们不过就是寻常人。
And then they got into an upper room one day.
但是有一天他们就到了小楼上。
And they stayed there until they were endued with power from on high.
然后他们就留在那里，一直等到从上头来的能力。
And those men and the 120 that were there with them left that room transformed.
那些使徒还有120个人，当他们离开那个小楼的房间的时候，他们是完全蜕变的人。
They left that room and they went out into the society and they told to everybody and anybody that would listen to them the wonderful works of God.
然后他们就回到了他们的社区，他们的环境里面，告诉人神所做美好的工作。
There was a boldness among them. There's no more timidity. No more. I never knew him. I don't know who he is. No, I'm not one of those disciples.
在他们身上，你再也找不到从前那个害怕、那个胆怯的彼得。
Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, was so transformed, and there was a breakthrough when he got up on that day of Pentecost and he spoke to the crowd, and 3,000 got saved. Unusual.
彼得因着被圣灵充满，他整个人改变了，他不再害怕。当他一传福音的时候，3000人得救。
This is an unlearned fisherman who has no degrees in theology. He doesn't know who he's not a rabbi.
这一个人，他不过就是一个小民，没有什么学问，他也不是一个拉比，他根本没有受过什么教育。
He may not be a rabbi, but he has met Jesus Christ, and he has been transformed.And his life is different. And now he tells and he shows and he lets out of his innermost being flow a river of living water.
他可能不是一个拉比，但是他见过耶稣，他的生命被改变了，所以他现在他可以把这个耶稣讲出来，而且从他里面流出那个活水的江河。
As you read the book of Acts, pick any chapter you want to, what you read about is a man, a woman who are living an unusual life.Because they have been transformed by the glory of God, by the Spirit of God.
在使徒行传，我们看见有男人有女人，他们可以过着一个不寻常的生活，因为他们被神的灵、被神的荣耀改变了。
And when you read the last chapter of the book of Acts, Acts 28, it just stops.
当我们来到使徒行传最后一章28章的时候，我们看见。圣经就这样子突然停住了。
It doesn't really have an ending. It just stops writing. The narrative ceases.
在这里看见好像保罗在这里好像圣经叙述一件事情就突然停了，好像没有一个结尾，没有一个总结。
There are those that have suggested that it's maybe because the Acts is never supposed to really stop.
所以有人说，或许这本《使徒行传》并没有结束。
But right down to our day, O God, by Your Spirit, enable us.
一直写到我们今天，主啊，靠着你的能力，你来改变我们。
To live in such a way that we're unusual.
所以我们可以过一个不寻常的生命。
All to the praise and to the honor, not us, because we didn't do anything anyway, because we have nothing to do to give, but Lord, to praise and to honor and to glorify your name.
所以一切为着给。把一切的荣耀归给神，哎，归给他的名。我们是
Jesus,
而不是我们。
Come to us, Jesus.
耶稣，我们求你现在来。
Jesus, come to us.
耶稣，你来。
Come to all of us. Come to me. Come to my heart, my life.
来到我们当中，来到我身上，来到我的心里。
Oh, even at the close of this meeting, I know that the usual thing now, we're going to sing a song and we're going to pray and we're going to do what we're going to do. But I don't want to just do the usual.
我知道，通常在我们聚会结束的时候，可能我们就唱一首诗歌，然后我们就做一些我们平常都会做的寻常的事。但是我今天我不想再做我们一般做的。
But I want Jesus to stir my heart and all of our hearts.
我希望耶稣来到我们的心中，来到每一个人的心中。
God, by Your Spirit, to fall fresh upon us.
主啊，愿你的灵今天充满在我们心里。
And Lord, I want to be what You want me to be.
主啊，使我们成为你要我们成为的。
I want to live the way You want me to live. So help us, Lord.
主啊，我希望能够活我的生活是你所想要我过的。
Lord, we're going to close. It's time to close the meeting.
主啊，现在聚会结束的时间到了。
But Lord, what do You want to do with us?
主啊，但是你要我们做什么？
Lord, we don't want a usual prayer and a usual this and a usual that, but Lord, we want You to come by Your Holy Spirit and do the unusual in us.
主啊，我们不希望现在我们就是照寻常平常一样，我们就做一个祷告。主啊，我们希望你来。
We want you to transform us, Jesus.
主啊，我们希望你来改变我们。
We want you to make us like you.
我们希望能够改变像你一样。
Lord, we're not there yet.
但是我知道我们现在
还不像你。There are many ways that I fall far short.
在很多地方我们亏缺了你。
But I want you to take my life, and I want you to live out your life in me, and I want you to transform me more tonight from glory to glory by your Holy Spirit.
主啊，但是今天晚上我们希望你圣灵来到我们当中，你来改变我们，荣上加荣的改变我们。
Lord, I live in a community with a lot of unsaved people.
主啊，在我们的周围有这么多还没有得救的人。
And Lord, whether I like it or know it or not, they see, they watch our lives.
主啊，不管我们喜欢不喜欢，但是他们现在正在看着我们。
Lord, I want to impact them for the kingdom.
主啊，我想为着你的国度，我要影响他们。
We want people to be saved.
我们希望人能够得救。
We want sick bodies to be made well.
我们希望生病的人可以得痊愈。
We want you to be glorified and exalted among us.
主啊，希望在我们当中你被高举得荣耀。
And Lord, to that end tonight, individually we say, Lord, transform us.
所以我们每一个人都说，主啊，你来改变我。
Transform us by your Holy Spirit, Lord.
借着你的圣灵来改变我。
And help us to live supernatural lives in the midst of a world that's.The way that it is.
在我们现在这个时代、这个社会里面，我们可以过一个超自然的生活。
Lord, we want to offer ourselves to you.
主啊，我们再一次的把自己奉献在你面前。
You want to do this on a personal level. You want to do it on a church, an SVCA. God, come to SVCA.
主啊，你要在个人的身上，你要在教会里，主啊，来到 SVCA。
Lord, you've done much for this assembly, and you've invested much in their lives. But Lord, don't let them just hang around.
主啊，你已经在祝福了这个教会，在这个教会里面，你已经赐下很多，不要让我们停止。
Another Labor Day meeting. We go through Labor Day every year like this. This is just what we do.
可能又是一个劳工节，每一年我们都是劳工节特会。主啊，这好像是我们寻常的模式。
Shake us up, change, stir something within our hearts, and use this assembly in the Silicon Valley to be a beacon of light to many.
主啊，但是你要来用我们，你来震动我们，改变我们，来用我们在矽谷，来用我们。
Oh Jesus, we can't do it. We can't do it.
主啊，我们自己做不到。
Come, Jesus. Come.
主耶稣，请你来。
Come to us.
请你来到我们当中。
Even this night.
今天晚上。
Maybe you know that little chorus, "Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me." We could sing it together. Maybe we could pray it together.
我们可以一起唱。252首，我神，求你用圣灵再充满我。
Spirit of the Living God。
但是如果你心里觉得可以的话，
and if you feel comfortable enough and would like to offer yourself afresh to the Lord tonight and say, Lord, I want your spirit come to me, fall fresh on me. I'll put my mask on if I get too close to you. You won't have to be afraid of me at least. But But if you'd like to, if you feel comfortable, and if not, you want to stay where you are in your seat, that's fine, I understand. But maybe you'd like to say, Lord, I need you. I need you. Come to me, Jesus. Come to me tonight. Come to me now. Let your spirit fall.
因为疫情的关系，大家不要勉强。但是如果你心里有感动，你愿意，而且你觉得可以的话，你可以到前面来，把自己奉献给神，让圣灵充满我们。
If you'd like to come as we sing this chorus one more time.
当我们在唱的时候，如果你愿意的话，你可以来到前面，来到祭坛这里，把自己奉献给主。
Spirit of the living God.We can ask as Jesus tells us to in the Bible. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock, the door shall be opened unto you. If you evil fathers know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more?
We can ask as Jesus tells us to in the Bible.你们寻找就必寻见，你们叩门就给你开门。哦，你们 你们求就必得着，你们尚且不好，仍然知道把好东西给你们的儿女，更何况你们的天父岂不把圣灵赐给你们吗？
How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
所以我们天上的父，他要把圣灵赐给那些凡祈求的人。
And we can ask tonight.
我们可以向神求。
We can see not tonight.
我们今天可以求，我们可以寻找，我们可以叩门。
And I like the words where Jesus says, "And the door shall be opened unto you."
我们叩门，门就为我们开了。
So let's ask.
我们来向神求。
Ask Jesus to come to you.
要求圣灵，求耶稣来到你这里。
And he will.
他会。
He gives good gifts to those who ask.
而且他会向那些寻求他的，给他们好的礼物。
Jesus, come to me.
耶稣来到我这里。
Come to us, oh Jesus.
来到我这里。
Spirit of God, fill us with your Holy Spirit.
神的灵啊，来用圣灵来充满我。
Hallelujah, 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 Jesus.
圣灵充满我们。
Jesus, I need you.Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill
Oh, Jesus.